Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan. Every now and then, I'm known to make a mistake. I did not make a mistake with this guy. But I can tell you this, he's going to be the next vice president of the United States. Sometimes our party has gone astray over the past years. And Paul Ryan said, no, bring it home to the things we care about. Make sure we care for our seniors, we care for our kids, and we stop spending what we don't have. Today was a good day for me, I got to tell you. It was also a good day for America. We've taken the next step to restoring America's promise with Paul Ryan as our nominee for vice president.
That, of course, is the voice of GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney over the weekend, making the big announcement, long anticipated, of his running mate, Paul Ryan. And it's a pick that a lot of people are scratching their heads over. It's a pick that a lot of people think is obvious. There are obviously mixed opinions whenever it comes to a vice presidential pick. What's the message that's being sent? What's the message that candidate Romney wants to send to his base, to the voters of America, with this pick of Paul Ryan as his VP? We'll be talking about that here in the first few minutes of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's the 13th of August. A little bit later, a little Issues Etc. comment line. We have more than we can fit into just one segment. We may lap it over into the second part of the second hour. Deaconess Pam Nielsen will join us also in the first hour to teach a Sunday school lesson. We'll talk about Timothy's instruction in the Christian faith, working off of 1 Timothy chapter 1. Pastor Heath Curtis joins us after that. Part 6 of our weekly series on the seven ecumenical councils. Today, the Second Council of Constantinople, right at the end of the 6th century. And then a little Issues Etc. comment line. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Ken Blackwell joins us. He's Senior Fellow for Family Empowerment for the Family Research Council based in Washington, D.C. Ken, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hey, Todd, it's good to be with you, sir.
What message, if any, is Mitt Romney trying to send to social conservatives with the selection of his vice presidential nominee, Paul Ryan?
Well, Paul Ryan is a solid conservative leader whose conservatism is indivisible. Look, he is committed to, and I think Romney in selecting him is saying that I'm committed to advancing American exceptionalism. And that we understand that American exceptionalism is rooted in the embrace of our pro-life, pro-family, pro-growth, and pro-defense traditions. And I think that Paul Ryan will directly take on President Obama's attack on religious liberty and America's job creators. I have worked with him since the mid-90s. I've known of him since 1992. Jack Kemp, who was a colleague and a friend and a mentor of mine, we had children who graduated from Miami University of Ohio. And in the mid-90s, we brought Paul into Empower America, which was headed up by Jack, Ambassador Gene Kirkpatrick, and Bill Bennett. And he was enthusiastic, he was bright, and he was very, very talented contributor to our effort at Empower America. He then went with Sam Brownback, and he also did a little work on the Kemp campaign when Kemp was running with Bob Dole. I've watched him grow. He's a very knowledgeable fellow when it comes to fiscal matters. But I think he is a person that we can be proud of having at the point with Governor Romney in taking on what is one of the more important challenges of America's 237 years. We have a president that wants to transform our market economy into a government-controlled economy, And he's very determined to transform our family-centered society into a government-centered society. And so we have now, in a Romney-Ryan ticket, folks who are ready to take on that challenge. Look, the president, and I've watched him since early 2009, act on a promise that he made a week before the 2008 election. A week before Election Day in 2008, he said, "We are a week away from fundamentally transforming America." And here is a president that wants to transform our national philosophy, founded upon the primacy of the individual and the supremacy of God, to one founded upon the primacy of the collective good and the supremacy of the central government. We need to take that on head on, and I think Romney and picking Paul Ryan is saying that we're ready for the fight.
With regard to life issues, abortion and the like, what does Ryan bring to the ticket specifically?
He brings the full embrace of all of the top pro-life organizations in the country, from the National Right to Life organization to Americans United for Life to Family Research Council, right on down the line. This guy has a top voting record in the struggle to protect innocent life. And, you know, and I think it all begins with something that Paul sort of began to shape under the tutelage of Jack Kemp. We were always fond of going to that second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, which we thought of as the frame around our constitutional governance. And it says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident." My dad used to say that's a very polite way of saying any knucklehead should be able to get this, that that all men are created equal. You know, we're not all equal in size or wealth, or we're not all equal in intelligence, but we're all equal in human dignity, and we're all accountable to our God. So all of us are created equal, and we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, which means that there isn't a government on the face of the earth that can give us our human rights. Our human rights are not grants from government. They're gifts from God. And if you begin to understand that, you begin to understand why it's so important that we take Team Obama on in this very, very crucial election, because they are driving, you know, the power and the influence and the reach of a central government, and they're scrubbing or attempting to scrub faith from the public square and transform our tradition based on a foundational truth that our human rights come from God, not government, to trying to replace God with government.
What can you tell us about Paul Ryan with respect to the marriage issue?
You know, that one is in his example. He believes that marriage is a union between one man and one woman, and we feel very comfortable that we have a champion of traditional marriage in Paul Ryan. And so the National Organization for Marriage and a whole host of other pro-family, pro-traditional marriage organizations across the country have given Paul Ryan a thumbs up. I mean, look, here's the big challenge. When you represent a congressional district, you represent an area of about 750,000 people. So he's never won a statewide office. Although he's been a major voice as it concerns budget issues in Washington, D.C. So he's going to have to introduce himself to a whole host of folks, Washington insiders, political veterans. They know who Paul Ryan is. They know his talents. But across the country, he's going to have to introduce himself. That's why the Team Obama is so aggressive in trying to define and distort who this fellow is as he attempts to introduce himself to the American public. I mean, he is the next generation. He's the next generation leader, and he is very well versed in the traditions and the values and the policies that are geared towards enhancing, not destroying, American exceptionalism.
With only about a minute here before we take a break, Ken, you're an African-American. What's been the reaction in the black community to President Obama's statement that he is in favor of same-sex marriage? About a minute before we take a break.
Well, the reaction has been divided, but it's also been heavily weighted on the side of those who are aghast and disappointed in his embrace of same-sex marriage. And we have religious leaders all across the country and one community after another who happen to be African-American taking a strong stand in opposition to this embrace by the president of same-sex marriage.
Ken Blackwell is our guest. He's Senior Fellow for Family Empowerment for the Family Research Council based in Washington, D.C. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's August the 13th. We're talking about GOP Vice Presidential Candidate Paul Ryan on the social issues. When we come back, he mentioned early in our conversation the issue of religious liberty, and it's one that's obviously on the minds of many voters. Even Roman Catholic voters have been drawn into that conversation very publicly when it comes to religious liberty and the so-called HHS mandate. We'll take up that subject with a few more minutes with Ken Blackwell, talking about GOP Vice Presidential Candidate Paul Ryan on social issues. After that, a little issues, etc. Comment line, Deaconess Pam Nielsen will join us. We'll talk about, as we teach a Sunday school lesson at the beginning of this week, we'll talk about Timothy, the famous pastor, young Pastor Timothy, his early instruction in the Christian faith at the knee of his mother and grandmother, Eunice and Lois. We'll talk about all three of them in a few minutes here on Issues, Etc.
Well, Justin and Emily are more than halfway through the tutoring program at Sylvan Learning Center. Emily has discovered a way of multiplication that fits her learning style and is getting faster with her facts. Justin is getting better at actively reading passages and pulling out the important points. Sylvan Learning Center has two Metro East locations, Edwardsville 618-656-0500, Shiloh 618-628-0018, and one in Creve Coeur 314-997-3035. Sylvan Learning.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, Etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muscoota, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues, Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues, Etc. Thanks for your consideration. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. Ken Blackwell of the Family Research Council is our guest for a few more minutes. Ken, we're kind of coming to the third of the trifecta here of these issues, these social issues. wherein Paul Ryan, the new VP for the GOP VP nominee, is going to be judged by the, ultimately by the voters, I guess. When it comes to the HHS mandate that came out earlier this summer, that was just recently officially enacted at the beginning of this month, that many religious voters and people who are not particularly religious see as an infringement on religious liberty, where would you say Paul Ryan falls on that?
He is a staunch defender of religious liberty because Paul understands that religious liberty is the most important of our human rights. Without religious freedom, people exist only as political or economic entities, not as free human beings. Religious liberty, as I just said, is the first of all of our human rights, for it implies the dignity and sacredness of human conscience. So one's faith is one's most profound level of personhood. I see Paul in the forefront of the fight, and in the fight against this open and blatant attack on the foundation of American exceptionalism. You know, in Psalms 11 verse 3, it is said, or the question is asked, if the foundation be destroyed, what will the righteous do? I think it must be, we must take a stand. We must speak truth to power. We must understand that, as we're told in the third chapter of John, those who want to do evil love the darkness. And so we must not put our light under a bushel. We must put it on a candlestick, raise it high, and rush the darkness of our time. And that's where we are in America today. It's a very dark cloud hanging over us, and that is when you have a government that is trying to squelch religious liberty, when they're trying to scrub the public square clean of religious expression. We have a dark period in American history, and it really is on us, out of a sense of moral urgency and agency, to change the political, cultural, and spiritual situation.
Ken Blackwell, Senior Fellow for Family Empowerment for the Family Research Council, based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to the Family Research Council at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Ken, thank you very much for your time.